You're listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is October 12th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. Pro-Palestinian supporters gathered in the Waterloo Public Square on Tuesday afternoon to express support for Palestine after Hamas's surprise deadly assault in Israel last weekend. About 250 people turned up to the rally, which was hosted by the Palestinian Youth Movement.
Today, the Israeli Defense Minister has called for the genocide of Palestinians living in Gaza. This moment also serves as a reminder that the very nature of Zionism is predicated on the ethnic cleansing and dispossession of Palestinians in order to preserve its character as an expansionist settler colonial project. Contrary to what the media and politicians are saying, we are not here to attack or spread hate against the Jewish community. The enemy of the Palestinian people is the political ideology of Zionism. Zionism, which is the foundational basis for Israeli colonial violence.
Although Hamas has been in government in the Gaza Strip since 2006, they have been designated a terrorist organization by the U.S. and the EU because of Hamas's armed resistance against Israel. Now, Israel has declared war on Hamas following last weekend's planned attack, which was the deadliest in the country for decades, killing over 1,000 and injuring close to 3,000 across four locations. The Israeli response has been swift and hard. On October 10th, the New York Times said that the Israeli military has so far struck more than 1,000 targets in Gaza, which is 365 kilometers squared in area. These retaliatory strikes have left 1,100 people dead and over 5,000 injured. Almost 250,000 people in Gaza have been displaced, and the scale of the humanitarian disaster is expected to get worse as Israel has cut off the flow of electricity, food, water, and fuel into Gaza. In Waterloo Region, flags are at half-mast. Zaire Square in Kitchener City Hall was lit blue and white in memory of the victims, and the mayors and regional chair have expressed shock at the attack, solidarity with Israel, and sympathy for all involved. The Beth Jacob Synagogue in Kitchener held a solidarity gathering on Tuesday evening, which was attended by Kitchener Mayor Barry Verbanovich. The synagogues weren't available to talk to CKMS News before press time, but Temple Shalom in Waterloo did issue a statement that expressed concern for those trapped in the conflict and that Israel has a right to defend itself. Back at the rally in Uptown, protesters flew Palestinian flags while others carried signs that read "End the Nabka" and "Free Palestine." For a brief time, there were hecklers yelling over the speakers, but with a strong police presence of at least 24 officers, the heckling did not last long. For their part, the crowd was unified in its message.
Free Palestine. We need the world to stop going blind when it suits them. Open your eyes. This has been going on for 75 years.
The Palestinian Youth Movement, one of the organizers of the rally, talked to CKMS News about why they were rallying.
So my name is Shadda Mahmoud, and I'm with the Palestinian Youth Movement. Palestine has been under a 75-year, longer than 75-year colonial occupation. The people in Gaza have been under a cruel open-air prison for the past 16 years. There's a land, sea, and air blockade. It is one of the most grotesque violations of international law. It is a war crime. And we're here to say end the siege on Gaza and that colonization is a crime no matter whether that is here, whether that is anywhere across the world. And we just want to uplift their struggle because the media tends to paint it on one side, and we're here to say, you know, the oppressor does not have a right to dictate what the oppressed does if they've been, you know, putting them under just incredible amounts of systemic violence.
Shadda also expressed dismay over Justin Trudeau's recent comments asking that pro-Palestinian rallies not be held.
So that's not surprising. That's been the Canadian position for so long, whether it's been peaceful rallies or it's been a BDS movement, which is a peaceful boycott that stems from South African apartheid, which helped end it. It's always been the same condemnation, and Canada has unequivocally stood by Israel and has whitewashed their crimes, has supported them materially, has provided them with weapons. So this, you know, calling by Trudeau is not new, nor is it something that, you know, we were surprised by.
The Landback Camp / Willow River Center provided a strong show of support and allyship. Volunteers at the rally and in the march were from Landback Camp. Amy Smoke from the Willow River Center.
You know, we're always in solidarity with the original people of any lands. The occupation has been, 75 years? and going, and it's just abhorrent. It's genocide, just as it would be here on these lands as well. And we stand completely in solidarity with people who are fighting for the right to not be oppressed by colonial government systems, you know, and not to be bombed out of their homes and taken hostage.
Right.
Yeah, it's abhorrent. It's genocide on any lands.
The music on today's show is called Maple Music by God Mode, and it is courtesy of Expectantly Maple Music on YouTube. You have been listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. This is MP Holmes, and thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.